continue holding in Tesov. On the Rosh, on the Gemara Tesov, Amud Aleph. At the bottom, the Gemara says, Rab is not going like the Tana of the Mishnah. Who is he going like? Ilei Mekah Abashol, does not occur with Mesa, Gimel Yamim Kadam Regal, Badlam, Hemen Agzer Zayt. Nabin Bamai Kotan, Gimel Lebechi, Vazayan Lehesped, Balam of the Gihuts. So the first 3 days of the Shiva period, the first 3 days after the Kavura is the period of Bechi. Till 7, we have the Isurim of Shiva, which includes, and there's also Mitzvah Hesped. And Lama, the Giyutz, for 30 days, there's an Isur of Giyutz on the clothing. Kima Shimono Gimel Yamim HaChamurim. So the Tana Kama says that he has to have at least the first three days have to be completed, but once that has happened, he no longer has to keep the rest of the Shiva.
First 3 days have to be what?
Completed. Ches Yamim Batlamenu Gzeris Lamed. If it goes for 8 days, so he's already started 1 day. He completed 7 days and started having the eighth day before he already is in part of the period which we refer to as Shloshim. So once the Shloshim is started, when Yanta comes, it's Mavalta of the Shloshim. Kim the dog Yem Echad Din Lamed Kadim Yom Kadim Regal Nisbatlu. Since 1 day of the 30 days. He's done, so that before they said started, then when Regal comes, it's Mavatalit. Which is upper Erba Regal, if they quit Hermayat, he's allowed to get a haircut. You know, Sipra Erba Regal, Shalachosh, the Chwed Hermayat, he didn't worry about the Chwed Hermayat. Also, Zabracha Regal, Admalois, Loy, Lamad Yom. He has to complete the rest of Shloshim, according to the Tanakh Kam of this Raisa. Avashol says, that A, it's bottle no matter what, even if he didn't get a haircut or a regal, but he also holds you don't need 8 days, 7 days is enough. My time with Abishol, the Mishnah Mitzvahs Gimel, Metellus Xeris Zion, Mishum the Noag Mitzvahs Gimel, he's kept the 3 days of the 7. Mitzvahs Zion, Amayim Metellus Xeris Lamed, Hokati Loy Noag Din Lamed, he hasn't kept any of the halachas of Lamed yet. So mostly because Mishum the Kusavar Yizayin Erlun Lakan Lakan. Tchilas Erlun Laminyan Zayin. The part of the beginning of the day counts for the count of the 7. Vesever Erlun Laminyan Lamed. The rest of the day counts towards the Shloshim. And therefore, Harei Nog Din Lamed. He's been like he's ready in the Shloshim. Once that's so that he's in the Shloshim, Regals Mavatalitz. Rishami the Kinan, Rishami they ask on this, Kiman the Zion, Erla Lakan Lakan, well, you know, Lachav test you. Based on logic we're saying over here, let day 7 count as the 7th day of the 7, and then the first day of the Shloshim, so it comes out, it counts twice. When he gets to the 8th day, he's already in the 2nd day of the Shloshim. So you should only need a total of 29. We saw this concept over here that one day counts twice. So let the 7th day count according to Abishol that you say Mishim Kikuloi. So the beginning of it is the 7th day of the Shiva. It's also the first day of the Shloshim. So on day 8, he's already done 7 days of Shiva and 1 day of Shloshim. So he's already on day 2 of the Shloshim. When he's on day 8, so he only needs 29 days to fulfill the total of the 7 days of Shiva and 23 days of Shloshim is accomplished in 29 days.
How many days of Shloshim?
23.
30 minus
7. Okay. Kedomer Hocha ben Ben B'yam Ayin B'galech B'yam Kuf. So that's Yushami's question. It doesn't answer. We don't actually have this question on Yushami. I don't know, not the keys, I have it written over the other side. Lifthaner Lenim, so they can't find it. Har Yerushalmi. Well, in here, the Lekosha, it's not a question. The Lamed Yom, the Giyutz, the Hesper, is that a lacha that he can't get a haircut, that he can't wash his clothing in the form of Giyutz, which is a fancier level of washing? Asmuchu Akrov, Merkotan, the yellow para minozer. So the 30 days. So you'll never fulfill the halacha of Lamed. It always be 29. So over here, they're not going to say Shir Lakan Lakan to be Mevatel, the din of Shloshim. Okay. What?
It's for the master midi.
Velo Mashani midi?
No.
That's what I have. Okay.
Do we? The Cheshik Shlomo says Velo Mtaritz.
Okay.
Mtaritz midi, yes.
Okay. So the Morris said that you can't learn, say that Abba Shol is the source for Rav, because Abba Shol is talking about Avelis, which is the Rabbanon, and Abba Nazir is the Raisa Loi. So Vavagav Zot the Rosh the Precious Liel the Rav Leibo Laker Nazir is the Raisa El Ukmi out of the Raisa. So the issue here isn't that the Raisa versus a the Rabbanon, because in a Raisa, the law is that a Nazir can bring his Kribonis on day 30. So the Nazir can bring his Kribonis on day 100. So he's not doing anything which is against the Raisa. But so the worst question is, the Rosh is explaining, so the fact that Abba Shol, by something which the whole concept is the Rabbanon, the Avelis, the whole concept is the Rabbanon, that he was makel, and he says you can use one day Lakan Lakan, is not any indication that by Naziris, which is conceptually the Raisa, you know, the specific instance is dealing with a Chumra of the Rabbanon. The conception is that the Raisa were more machmer, and therefore there's no rai from that Abba Shaul would be willing to agree and say that by Naziris it's Er Lakan Lakan. Okay. Zot the Gemara. El Rav Damer Rabbi Yossi. Let's say like 8 lines down. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shiras Yom Keneged Yom. So, if a woman has a flow of dam, she comes and needs it. Mira Raisa, she doesn't need 7 clean days; she just needs 7 days. So, 7 days she can have a flow. The whole time, as long as she stops before the end of the 7th day, so she's mafzik b'tahara, and she goes to the mikveh that night. Midaraisa. Now she starts an 11 day period, where during the 11 day period, if she sees 3 days in a row, she becomes a zava gedola, and a woman who's a zava gedola needs 7 clean days. So when she sees once, she's tamei, was known as a zava katana. So she's tamei the day that she sees, and the following day. So she's shemeris one day of tuma keneged the yom that she already saw. That's called shemeris yom keneged yom. If she sees again on that day, then the same thing will be true on the following day. And if she sees 3 days in a row, she becomes a zava gedola.
I'm sorry to interrupt. But the second day, she's one day. She's got to keep an additional day without. these 2 days, is it four total? Or
no.
It's three total.
Yeah, she's trying to one yom, connect the yom that she saw, she has to have one more day.
And if she's, I guess, if she, I'm saying she saw in 2 days, so she only adds 1 day, not two.
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay. So now, the halacha is that on the second day, different than Anita, which she must go to the mikveh at nighttime after the 7 days. Zava could go to the mikveh by day. Shemashem Kenegoyam could go to the mikveh by day. Now, if she sees later in the day, we say, well, she didn't have a whole one totally clean day. So let's say, for argument's sake, on day 10 of this process, so she sees that. So she saw Dam, became Anita, went 7 days, went to Mikra then the night of the 8th. The 8th day was clean, the 9th day was clean, the 10th day she saw Dam. So she's Tomei the rest of the 10th day, and the 11th day, if she has the whole day 11th day clean, so she's finished, she's done, she's fine. She needs 1 day of Tahara. But she can go to Mikra by day. So she goes to Mikra at 3 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning. But if she sees again at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so she's tummy again. So she didn't have a full clean day. Or do you say, well, since she had Tahara in the morning, so she had a mixed Yom Kekula, she had a day of Tahara. Okay, so now, we're dealing with a case of Korban Pesach. And it's the 14th of Nisan. On day 13th, on the 13th day of Nisan, she saw during her 11-day period. So she's a Shemesh Yom Kedek Yom. So day 14 is her day of Tahara. Meanwhile, she wants to be part of Korban Pesach. And Sheshachtoi Mezarko Leah B'Sheni Shalom. So they were mock of the Korban Pesach for her. She was part of the Korban Pesach. And then Machakat Ross, and then later in the afternoon she saw. So Rezu Enochel, she can't eat because she's Tameya, so she can't eat from the Korban Pesach. But Ubutermi lost his Pesach Sheni. But she doesn't have to bring a Pesach Sheni because she was to her at the time they were marking the Korban Pesach for her. She went to the mikveh ready. And right now she's considered to her. So when the remark of the Korban Pesach, she was roy to eat, potentially roy to eat. She was considered part of the chabura. So she yotzes her mitzvah Korban Pesach. She doesn't need to bring another Pesach.
So the karis is for not eating. For not bringing the Pesach if it's not.
Correct. The achil is not ma'akiv. The person has to be part of a chabura, which is being ma'akiv of the Korban. So she's good to go. And Mora says, but later on in the day, she saw Dam. So she didn't end up, she really did not have a full day of Tahara. And that when she went to the mikvah was nothing. And she really was to me the whole time. So the shkita was really not for her. So why does Rabbi Yossi hold that she's b'terem lasa pesach sheni? By the time of Rabbi Yossi, v'ab shem d'kasabra miksa yom kikuloi. You say Mixi Yom Kikulai, and that which she sees later in the day makes her Tameya moving forward. It doesn't make her Tameya retroactively because she already had fulfilled her luck of counting a day by the Mixi Yom. Now there's a question over here in the gear, so where is it? I don't know where it went to. Oh, there it is. Yeah, the Gra. The Gra says that Mitzvah Kikulai Umikan Habor Who matame? It's not. We have it. Example. Then the Mar says, but mimai. Well, who said that's the reason? The Zimri Shum the Ksaber Mekan Labo. Who matame? The Gross says no. That is all part of this thought process. The reason why you say Mekan Labo Who matame is because Mitzvah Kikula. It's not two different swords. That's the same sword. The Mar saying, well, it's because of the sword. But no, maybe it's because of the same sword. That's a strange question.
So it would seem that a woman that's spotting intermittently, if she's able to get to the mikveh at any time during the day and break up the 3-day period, could then forestall being a zavah gedula.
That would seem to be true according to Rabbi Yossi, that you say misyam kikuloi, the way the Mor is understanding it, that it means that it was a full-fledged tahara until mekam mekam labo. So she was matire herself from the first. Yeah, that would seem to be true. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Zok the Gemara. So if that's true, that you say Mishnah Kikula on the Raisa level over here, so that'll apply over here by Naziris as well. So when we have a day which we're counting the morning of it as the day of Tahara for the previous Riyah, and the afternoon when she comes to May again, we're counting it like a new day of Tuma. So it's day two of the first Riyah, it's day one of the second Riyah, so it's 2 days. So this is what we're saying is El Lakan Lakan. The Mor says no, Umisober B'yosi Hachi. Well, that can't be pshat in Rabbi Yossi. Why? Because Batanya, we have Rabbi Yossi Omer Zov Bal Shtei Riyos Sheshachtu Bezarko Olav Bishri. So Loch is a man becomes a Zov. So he also needs 7 clean days. So if he has, by the man, the tumor doesn't come by seeing 3 days in a row, it comes by seeing three re'ears. If he sees 2 re'ears of Ziva, so he becomes a Zov. He becomes a Zov. And he needs 7 clean days. If he sees 3 re'ears of Ziva, to start his process, and it's 3 re'ears on the same day, let's assume that case right now. Then he becomes a Zov, and he needs to bring a Korban. He brings a Korban Mechusi Kippur. He's the Torah talked about the Zov bringing a Korbanus to become Tor. It's talking about that he has 3 re'ears. If he had 2 re'ears, he needs 7 clean days. So if he had 2 riyas and it came out that day 7 was on Yudal Nissan, so on day on Zion Nissan he had 2 riyas, so he starts 7 clean days. That's day 8 is day 1, and day 14 is day 7. And now, so shachtu b'zarku olav. So if he be a zov with 3 riyas, this is irrelevant because he has to bring a korban still to become tor and roi to eat the korban pesach. So he has to wait till day 8 of his count and bring his korban, and then he can eat. But in a case where he only had 2 riyas, he doesn't need to bring a korban to become tor. He becomes tor just by counting 7 clean days. So Zov Baal Shtei Riyas Sheshachtu Bezarku Olav Bashvi. So they were there's a gift of Shi Shaloi. So they were Zork on his day 7, they were marked the Korban Pesach for him. And then they had a Riyah. So they did not end up having a full clean day. So he did not fulfill the law of having 7 clean days. She did not fulfill her law of having 1 clean day. So the tumor works retroactively. So anything that that he'd been seated upon, or he'd sat on, or he lied on, we said, well, the mixiam kikula in the morning, he didn't have any riyah yet, so he's tore and he sat down in a chair. But another day he has a riyah retroactively. He didn't have 7 clean days. So it means that he was tummy at the time he sat in that chair, and that chair now has a tumah, because the zov creates tumah through mishkav and roshav.
So, but here what happened was,
Dr. Biyosef, even though that's true, that tumah is retroactively, so I can say, well, if so, he was not used to the karm pesach. No, he's put in the pesach sheni. So we're not getting involved in the reason why that's true. We see the regression is not because mitzvah kikuloi, because we're saying that retroactively it doesn't work. We don't say, oh well, he was torn in the morning, that remains true, and he's starting the tomb in the afternoon. You don't say mikanel abba, but rather you say that there must be some gzeres of cost of why you're by carbon pesach that it's a difference. So he cannot be a source for Rav. So Mar says, no, Milam Afreya is made Rabbanan. Really, Rabbi Yehuda's Mikra Din, Mikra Yab Kikuli. And therefore, really, he should not be tummied retroactively. And then he could be a source for Rav. That which he said, the tummy, the Mafreya is only Rabbanan. And Hachanam Mistabra, and the more says that that's logical, that's true. He said, Chalat Miraisa. And my paternity lost his Pesach Sheni. What would the logic be to say that he's talking retroactively? So now Halacha says we deal with him that the chair that he sat on half an hour before the Kurban Pesach is now Tomei, because he was Tomei at that time. But they remarked the Kurban Pesach on him, he was Tor, and he's part of the Chabura. That's not true, he wasn't Tor. If you tell me it's Rabbanon, that's retroactively, I get it. So Gabi Karmen Pesach, they said, the Meister, he was Yodse. Gabi the chair, we say, me Rabbanon, we give it to him. Morris says, no. I can tell you that, this din of Lafreya is not a Rabbanon. It's a special din of, really, he's coming to Lafreya. So why Pesach Sheni? We'll get to it in a second. And then if so, if this is true, then Rabbi Yossi is not a good source for Rav.
Not shaved.
That's not accurate. Right? He's still not completely concealed. Now, Rav could learn Rabbi Yossi is the Mafreya Mirabonon. And he could use Rabbi Yossi as a source, and the Morish is saying that I can't prove Rabbi Yossi being a source of Rav, because I could understand Rabbi Yossi differently. It doesn't mean that Rav doesn't have the right to choose to understand Rabbi Yossi this way. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi would be a source for Rav. So what's the Morish saying? What could I suggest to say that the Rishi is not a proof to Rav, or that the Rishi agrees to Rav. The retroactively is a tumah, not a tumah d'rabbanan, but a tumah d'raisa, a tumah on a d'raisa level. And tohaim d'ziva hitiru. There's a concept called tumas tohaim. So tumas tohaim is halacha Moshe b'Sinai. There was a tumah. Let's move away from ziva for a second. There was a mace buried underground. Tohaim means literally in the depths. Not known to mankind. whoever knew about it is long gone, etc. The person went over that spot, and he would become Tami Daraisa. He did not know that, and he continued as if he was Torah, and he said he's part of the Chabur, etc. And now we find out that there was a mace down there. So there's a lot of Moshe Sinai that too much Tahoim does not detract from his Korban. So something more, the same with the concept of too much Tahoim by Tumas Mace, there's also a concept he's putting Pesach Sheni when you would have a Tahoim of Ziva. So even though right now he's mixing up Kekuloi, he's had a day of cleanliness and he's apparently tore, there's going to be something in his future which is going to affect him. So it's like an unknown Tuma, which is going to come, will become known, and then we'll realize that really he was Tame. But since at the time it is an unknown, so it's like Tumas Tahoim that doesn't mevatel him from being part of the Chabur to be yet to the Korban Pesach. Time to see about Tiru.
There's more of, Rablaim Ladavar. There's a greater possibility. I mean, you know that there's something that may be going on.
Potentially, right? But the more I say it,
the Kever, you just said there's no reason to believe this is
true. But, I mean, but the point of Tumas Tahoim is something which is an unknown doesn't affect, even though reality is he's totally Tomei. But it's irrelevant.
So Tumas Tahoim is not an afraid, only the Hava.
Well, that's not true. The Gabi Hilchos Tumah, it's the Mafreya. The Gabi Hilchos Korban Pesach, it's Mekan Labo.
So the Tumah.
He sat on the. He sat. He walked in a place. Yudal Nissen in the morning.
Yes.
Right, and then he touched Truma.
Yes.
So later on, we realized that we burned the Truma because the Truma was Tomei. But Korban Pesach is Yotze. Yeah. Tumas Tahoim is not a din that doesn't create Tumah. Tumas Tahoim is a din that he's got to be Korban Pesach, he's still Yotze.
And just with regard to Korban Pesach or anything else?
Tumas Tahoim got to be anything else. There is another area where it plays out in Halacha, and right now it's escaping me.
Okay. So I need to just stick in with the general ideas that Tumas Tahoim is effective at all times, but for.
Right, so we're saying the same way there's a lach of Moshe Sinai, the Gabi Tumas Mace, there's also the Tumas Tahoim of Ziva, that also has the same heter. But Vafer Yossi,
does it make a difference by Nazir?
It does, but I don't remember the Hechatimsa exactly how it plays out. Tumas Tahoim is not Soser, maybe. He comes Tamei, but he's not Soser, the minion beforehand. Normally, Tumas Mace is Soser the Yamim Rishonim. Oh, here, it's not Soser the Yamim Rishonim. I don't remember the details. But the same way Rav is going to have to learn Rabbi Yossi that's to meet Mefrei Mirabonin, and that's why he has a source. We know that Rabbi Oshia learns like that as well. So that, therefore, even though we're suggesting a way to learn Rabbi Yossi that's not the Rabbonin, and that he's not a source for Rav, but Rav has a right to learn otherwise, and Rabbi Oshia actually learns like that, as we'll see. And therefore, Rav is within his rights.